Good morning, neighbors. This is Long...
Listen, you're certain I am the purser. What is this thing about?
This is Long John with the party line. We're around from midnight to 5:30, 6 mornings during the week. Monday mornings, we get started about 1. Continue through to 5:30, and that means we're around for about 37 and a half hours each and every week. During that time, I have the pleasure of talking with many interesting people. And I think we've got something this morning for you that is, well, is really offbeat. We've talked many times with people who claim that they've been to other planets. We've talked to a man by the name of the Mystic Barber, the mystical tonsorial artist in Brooklyn, who claims he can astrally project himself to the moon and back at will. And we've talked to people who've been to Mars and to Venus, at least this is the story that they've told us. But when a man like Ivan Sanderson, the noted zoologist, is going to sit in front of these microphones for some 5.5 hours and tell us that there may be little people arriving on this planet from other planets, then I begin to wonder, maybe there's something to it. Isabel Davis is with us this morning. Miss Davis has spent a considerable amount of time investigating the subject that we're going to discuss this morning. Hans Stefan Sanderson, editorial director of Fantastic Universe, is with us. Mr. Sanderson has an article that was written by Ivan Sanderson. It will appear in which edition?
It will appear in the issue on Saturday night. That's true.
The book is a bad booking, wasn't it? We should have saved it. Well, what'll be the date on it?
In the March issue.
March issue. Yes. On the stand?
That's right. It'll be on the stand.
After the book entitled Rocket Free Space, published by Winston and Ben Iskowitz, the cybernetician. I think that you'll be with us right through to 5:30 once we get this rolling. And to get it rolling, Ivan, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, you sent me a letter, and in the letter, you put in quotes a little green man star. Do you honestly think that there's a possibility of people landing on this planet from other planets? Is this possible, Adam? Let's talk about the green part or the orbit part or whatever color that may be. Is this possible, Adam?
Well, I will only answer that, Johnny, if I may say, first of all, that they are little, some. They're not green and they're not men. Apart from that, could there be a life form or with intelligence or without intelligence? But that come to this earth may still be coming. I say yes. This is everything.
What do you
think, Mike? We have every evidence for that.
Who has
this evidence? We have it right in our public scientific publications today to be drawn from all different sources. I'm not talking, look, may I pontificate from man's talk maybe to speak? The first one will be directed to Lester Del Rey. He's my very dear friend. But if he's going to sit here tonight, and so I don't believe anything, there will be no further discussion.
I believe many things. You don't necessarily believe any of this.
Well, if you're going to say that, you don't get anywhere. But, John...
You can't convince me. If I don't believe...
We're going to discuss it. I'm not arguing. You said that you said from the beginning, and so I'm not going to believe anything about this. This time you've got to be logical. If I say that,
will you define that word?
Logical. Yes, I certainly will define it.
Okay.
I don't think you're bored.
Oh,
and listen to what I'm saying.
You have it, the
right. Now, listen to what I'm saying. I said, if you're going to sit here all night and say, I'll never believe you any of this, and I'm not going to believe any of it, in other words, you're not going to listen to the evidence and discuss it, not argue about it, but discuss it. If you're going to get off on the tangent, and say we won't get anything interesting out of it, but this stuff is here, Long John, and I was addressing remarks to you, the so-called evidence, all the actual evidence, is in print already, and not from a lot of idiot crackpots who say they've been to the moon. And I'm sorry that I don't dig any of that stuff at all. I mean, you've got a complete rubbish. They don't have any evidence of any kind. If they have, I'll get to see it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about stuff that's in print, mostly in well-recognized and established orthodox scientific journals and such. In addition to that, there is an awful lot of stuff recorded in this book that you have in front of you, Flying Saucers and the Straight Line Theory by M.M. Michel. Which has been translated by Isabel Davis and Lex Mellon. We'll go into that later. But I think that there is something to be discussed here that we're not going to be altogether facetious about it. In other words, let's be serious about the subject and as idiotic about ourselves as we can, all right? So my pontifications are now over, dear boy.
Thank you.
And your guest.
I wasn't here to be here. What happened to me? Well, we haven't, nothing has been said. The presupposition of what perhaps not intended here is that a certain measure of belief is a desirable thing. I maintain that the presupposition for any scientific discussion is that no belief shall be involved. One should look at the evidence, but belief does not enter into it. The burden of the proof lies upon the man who puts up the theory. It is up to him to prove it to the satisfaction of all others. This may be more than a lifetime job, but it is still his burden. It is not mine to believe.
No, but you're already muddling this year. I did not say that. I said that if you're going to sit here and say I won't believe, it's not worth discussing.
I did not say that. You put the words in my mouth,
I did. Intentionally.
Right.
And I quite clearly understood the beginning.
Let's start with Isabel Davis for a moment. Isabel, you've been on the party line, I think, 2 or 3 times.
Yes, I have, darling. I've had the pleasure of being here, I hope, about 2.5 times before.
I think the half time was you arrived about 2:30 in the morning with Kate.
Oh, I wish it had been me, but it must have been some other lady, because
You came here from a party, Les Melvin and Ted Blosser.
I came from a party, but if I brought Kate, it wasn't really big enough one for me to remember it.
One complaint.
Well, you know, I thought of bringing your cake tonight, but I just didn't have time to make it.
Now, I want to ask you this question. I never realized until... No, I don't know who it was that told me, but I knew somebody connected with CSI,
which is Civilian Foster Intelligence.
I have been told that you, Isabel Davis, Lex Mervin, and Ted Blosser... believe in the little green man theory. Is that true?
Well, with reservations, I think I'd better say yes or no in answer to that. Not little green men, because as Arvin has pointed out in his article, they really are not green. I don't think there's a single little green man. There's one that I think was dressed in green. That was a little Brush Creek man.
Mm-hmm.
But none whose color is really green. And where the expression came from, we have really looked for. We tried to find what case it was that gave rise to that expression. And I think the only reason why it occurred is because of the association with elves and pixies and so forth. And also it sounds much sillier if anyone wants to laugh at it. It sounds much sillier to talk about little green men than just about little men. Well, I don't want to commit anyone to any belief except myself. I will say this, that we feel there are two conclusions we've come to from studying a number of these cases. And the first of them is that they are entirely different. This is a very important point and one that I hope that we'll be able to discuss a little further. These little men cases are different in almost every respect from the contact cases. They should not be confused with them because I can point out 15 or 20 ways in which they are totally the opposite of those cases. The other thing is that in at least, let's say 4 or 5 cases where we have interviewed the witnesses in these sightings, these encounters, I won't call them contacts, we have discovered that it is very difficult to brush off these stories either as hoax or hallucination. There seems to be something there. And in that, I personally believe that there have been little men landed from flying saucers, but I would certainly not want to commit either of my colleagues, even my close colleagues, Mr. Bloch and Mr. Mebbin, to a firm belief in that, but I will go out on a limb and say that I believe it.
Where are these saucers coming from?
Well, that's another very interesting question. There are two possibilities. Because the types of little men that have been reported vary considerably, all the way from the little hairy men with glowing eyes, thank you, reported from Venezuela in November and December of 1954. There seemed to be a rather general type down there. Two silvery, all over silvery, sort of aluminum creatures that were reported in Kentucky in August of 1955. There's a good deal of variation, except for the fact that almost all of the cases, they are under, they're less than human size, smaller. Now, how do we explain this divergence? One theory is, of course, one speculation can be that they come from a great variety of different places, outer space, other planets, whatever. Then someone suggested, I think it was Len Stringfield of Cleveland. His legs aren't quite long enough.
Yeah.
Len Stringfield, that possibly...
Len's legs aren't long enough.
Unfortunately,
we haven't got picture radio here, but during the time that Isabel...
Looks like my brother, you know.
...has been telling us about... these little men, Ivan went over to a large leather case that he brought with him, and he unzipped it, and he brought out a cutout, a cardboard model, I guess, of one of these aluminum-colored men.
Not men, things.
Things, all right.
Do you know
little
this is
men.
Mr. Kelly, Kentucky.
Yeah, may I say, this is a composite made by the United States Army and Air Force, and all the people who threw it had an 18 number, weren't there?
Oh, no, not
adults,
that's quite
and the police, and
Eight adults and three children. Mm-hmm.
And, sorry, my hand in front of the mic. excuse me, we all seem to have got killed. And this is a composite after they had been sat down by pretty good artist and said, well, after all, you all have these stories. And each one was taken separately. I said, well, what do you think it was like? Well, some could sketch a little, some could draw, others couldn't. So the artist would draw a bit and say, was it like that? And they'd say, no, that ear was longer, or that mouth was, we didn't see the mouth, and so on. This is a composite that came out of the whole thing. This was made by Lex from the original drawing, which Stefan, I think, has there, do you know?
Yes.
Made up to the size that all the people said that they seemed to be closest to what they...